Ben and Tricia Wymore stopped by the Stateside Studios yesterday. Ben just got a master's degree in computer science from the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. Tricia has been working in a daycare center there. But the couple, both in their early 20s, decided to take some time off from work and school to cross the country by bicycle. But they didn't just go out and buy a couple of touring bikes. Instead, they built their own bike, and just one, a bicycle built for two. It isn't an ordinary tandem bike either. It's a recumbent bike, low to the ground, with the riders stretched out on their backs.
They'll begin the trip this Sunday in Yorktown, Virginia, and then journey the nearly 7,000 kilometers to their final destination in Astoria, Oregon, hoping to arrive there sometime in October. The Wymores will tow a small child bike trailer behind their bike for all their gear. Ben Wymore told me he's also lugging along a lot of computer equipment.
We have an Intel laptop that we tow along in the trailer, and in addition to the laptop, we have a Casio palm top, and then we have a global positioning sensor and some digital cameras and amateur radio equipment and battery chargers and really all sorts of, and then of course we have Coleman supplied us with all of our camping gear, so we have tents and sleeping bags and stoves and tarps and all sorts of camping equipment as well.
Why all this technical equipment, the cameras, the computers, what are you going to do with it all?
Well, throughout the day, we'll be taking photos with our Nikon digital camera. And then at the end of the day, while we're setting up the tents and making our dinner, I'll be typing sort of a synopsis of the day, a sort of digital journal, and then transfer the text into the laptop, and then import the text and images onto a web page, and then find the nearest phone and either plug the laptop directly into the phone jack or using this device here, the acoustic coupler. We sort of put these suction cup things onto the listening and talking part of the telephone handset, and then the laptop actually talks through the telephone handset itself. So we use this device to communicate through payphones, where you can't just unplug the payphone from the wall and plug your laptop
right,
in.
Yeah. Right. So when we log onto your computer website on the internet, what can we expect to see, and who can we expect to meet? Are we just going to see roads and the scenery, or some of the people on the way too?
Well, essentially, we've done two test rides. We did a 3-day ride through Kansas and a 4-day ride through Wisconsin, and we asked for feedback from folks. We got feedback from show us more animals to, well, just all sorts of things. We feel that on a bike, we really get a sense of the heartbeat of America traveling through the center of the country. We've driven from Portland to Minneapolis a number of times, and a 38-hour car ride is just very different from a 3-month bike ride. You stop every 5-10 miles to get a drink, and people, especially in Kansas, people were very friendly, stopped and said, you know, are you okay? Would you like some food? Why don't you come over and spend the night at our house? We spent the night with the on-duty police officer in a small town called Girard, Kansas. He had us over for the night, and we had a little cookout, and then the Girard newspaper came and did a little article on us in the morning. So it's rural America is really a remarkable place.
So you're really expecting to share with other people, whoever logs onto this site, whoever you meet and what you see along the way.
Right, exactly. Like if we go to, I'm on the website right now, and if I click on day one of our 3-day test ride through Kansas, and we sort of head down to the bottom of the page, we have pictures of the Boots and Saddle, which is the combination grocery store, restaurant, and gas station in Walnut, Kansas, a town of about 75 people. We rode in there, and of course there's no like Campground of America there, so we just stay in the city parks. And so I typed up the webpage, and I walked over to the Boots and Saddle with the laptop and strapped the acoustic coupler onto the payphone. And this farming fellow drove in on his tractor and had come in to get some milk or something, and he saw me, and he said something like, never saw a laptop in the Boots and Saddle. So it was just so here's a photo here of, you can see the bicycle
right
sitting in front of the Boots and Saddle there. And then we rode on to another town in Kansas, and we came back the next day, and there was quite a group of people who had heard we were coming back. So they were sort of waiting to see us, so we stopped, and I sort of showed them how everything worked. And
so kind of a clash of cultures, but introducing computer technology, as it were, from the seat of a bike.
Right, exactly. People have called us technology ambassadors, as we sort of really show folks that I think the public perception is that if you want to run a laptop from a solar panel and do web pages every day from a mobile platform, you really need to be, you know, either a small country or a rich corporation. But that's just not true. I mean, you can, all the stuff we're carrying, like I said, is just, you can go to Circuit City or whatever, one of these mega electronic stores, and buy your Nikon digital camera and your Intel laptop and your GPS unit and all of these things, and then order your solar panels, and away you go.
Ben, what are your expectations for the trip?
I don't know. To have a kid see this and see that math and computers and science are fun and you can do great things with them, to really inspire children to take their schoolwork seriously, because if you apply yourself, you could do wonderful things like this.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for coming with us.
Thank you.
That's Ben Wymore on the eve of his cross-country bike trip with his wife, Tricia, on their recumbent bike for two. Ben told me he and Tricia promised to answer any electronic mail they get. So here's the address, Wymore, that's WYMORE, at cs.umn.edu.